I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Bob Zimmerman, the European Space Agency, the ESA, to celebrate because they are moving into the idea that they don't build and own the rockets. They sponsor companies, private companies that build and own the rocket boosters and all the other parts that go into monetizing low Earth orbit and the Earth-Moon system. This is a model that Bob has recommended for years, as long as I've been talking to Bob, which is more than 20 years. ESA, at long last, has arrived. It is a sponsor. It is a celebrant. It is not the owner. Grants and rewards will start the companies, and then they'll make money or they won't. Here's Bob to explain.
This has been a process that's been ongoing now for the last 2 years. And, of course, Don, you're talking to me. You're the only one who gets it, because your readers get it, because I'm the only one reporting it. The European Space Agency has been shifting from the government model, where everything is run through a monopoly run by the European Space Agency, their commercial operations, to a competitive capitalist system, as I've proposed for years, whereby the government buys products from private companies, in this case, rocket startups. And so Europe has now announced a competitive program. They call it the European Launcher Challenge, in which they're going to award new rocket companies subsidies, financial aid for producing rockets. The key here is that they're not telling these companies how to build it or what to build, and they're not going to own, the government's not going to own anything or operate anything. All the government is going to do is provide some subsidy, some grant money to help these rocket companies get started. The money won't be issued until the company completes a demonstration launch by 27. But they can submit right now their proposals, and they're going to pick, they say, anywhere from 2 to 3 companies to get subsidies, as much as $183 million each to each company. It is a good move by Europe. They are shifting to the idea that the government shouldn't be owning and building anything. They shouldn't.